The revolt opens in the first pages of Animal Farm. Philosopher pig Old Major rouses the animals to fight human oppression in the person of Mr. Jones, the owner of the farm. Old Major is Karl Marx, and Mr. Jones is Tsar Nicholas II. The revolt's the Bolshevik Revolution. When Jones is driven out, the monarchy ends, and the pigs rule the farm. Orwell used Moses the Raven to voice his hatred of the Russian Orthodox Church, of which Tsar Nicholas championed. Moses told the animals of a faraway place called Sugar Candy Mountain, heaven, to lull the animals into submission to Mr. Jones. But the pigs convinced the animals that Sugar Candy Mountain was a lie, and Moses the Raven had to leave. Orwell here indicates that the church was the Tsar's tool to keep the working class hopeful and productive. Orwell despaired that the church would again pummel the people into submission when Moses returned, when all ended in disillusionment. The Raven is back in Russia today with the revival of the Orthodox Church. A spirit of optimism reigns and the Russians smile on the future. For after all, a nation is not a land, but a people. And the Russians are a very different kind of people than Americans. Dostoevsky foresaw this in his Brothers Karamazov in writing, "A star shall rise in the east with regard to the Russian Orthodox Church bringing Christ's image to the world." Russian messianism in conflict with Jewish mammonism, as it had overtaken Europe, framed Dostoevsky's vision of Russians being a God-bearing people. In Animal Farm, the revolution, in spite of Orwell's socialist dreams, proved that the old regime worked better. Not because it was old, but because the monarchy was fueled by the image of Christ, which never grows old. The image of Christ has been obliterated in America, now infested with the air of Jewish mammonism. Americans have nothing to live for. The exceptional nation lives on food stamps, and Jews rule the farm.